gas has the potential to make their job harder. Swala Braverman made the comments in a newspaper article. National Chairman of the Police Federation, Steve Hartshorn, says those policing a rally in London tomorrow will just want to get on with the job.
Sometimes it feels like this competing demand's being placed on officers at the behest of government. We were there to be impartial. We just want to ensure public safety, to let people air their views, and ultimately for them to go home and say they've had an opportunity to demonstrate and protest according with the law, and I don't think that's too much to ask.
Two teenagers have been charged after Free Palestine was spray-painted on the cenotaph in Rochdale. The pair were arrested on Tuesday and have since been released on bail. A judge has ruled Prince Harry and six other high-profile people can continue with a High Court case against the Daily Mail's publisher. They are accusing Associated Press of unlawfully obtaining information about them. The UK economy has flatlined but has avoided a recession this year. Figures from the Office for National Statistics show gross domestic product was zero between July and September. But Chancellor Jeremy Hunt claims it's looking positive in the future.
A year ago, the Office of Budget Responsibility were expecting the economy to shrink by more than 1% in the first part of this year. Actually, it's grown. So I think the bigger picture is that this is a much more resilient economy than many people predicted.
The former head of NatWest, Dame Alison Rose, will lose £7.6 million of her payout since stepping down in the summer. It's after the debanking row, which started due to Nigel Farage's accounts being closed. And France says it's on course to regain its crown as the world's top wine producer, partly thanks to a boost in champagne production. It's expected to overtake Italy, which has been affected by heatwaves. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Victoria.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And the weather for today, 10 degrees, light rain and a gentle breeze. Now, light rain, about 2 o'clock, there might be a 20% chance. It looks like it's going to miss us. So, let's not worry about that. And it's going to be pretty overcast for the rest of the day. Tomorrow, though, you will get some nice bright sunshine at 10 degrees. Light winds and sunny, and then on Sunday 10 degrees, and again a chance more of rain in the evening, so maybe about 5 o'clock, about 50% chance then. So it should be dry throughout the day, most of the weekend, and maybe a little bit of rain on Sunday evening.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Wasn't that a lovely couple of hours there? 2 hours have just flown by really, really quickly with my guest, Francesca Bastieri. Have I said your name right, Francesca? I should do, actually. She'll tell me off. She's coming back at 1 o'clock to pick me up to go on a walk. And also to Warren Jessop from Not Just Travel, a local business here in Brentwood. If you missed that interview, it will be up online. But if you're looking to go anywhere and you want to book a holiday, go through a local business. I mean, it's about, you know, community, and that's what we do so well here in Brentwood. There's always so much to do. Francesca was talking about walks and all sorts of things. You can get up with, helping people with bereavement. There's so many fantastic people in Brentwood doing lots of work behind the scenes, really. Work behind the scenes. I've just put on some red lipstick. I don't know why. I thought I would make myself feel a bit more radio presentable, although I suppose that makes no difference as the webcam isn't on me. Oh, let me just check that. I told you once the webcam was on, and it's a really bad angle. Because it was looking at my face. And it was a really bad angle. I was like, get rid of that. Don't like it. Now, we've got my little track coming up, which I love, actually, by Emily Gray, which is called Killing Time. I'm going to be playing that in the next half an hour. It's a beautiful track. And I love Emily Gray. I met her, got to know about her on TikTok. Find a lot of really good musicians on there, actually, promoting music. It's really hard, as I said, 140,000 songs released every single day. So if you're an independent artist, it's just really hard to get people to listen, because most people don't care. They don't care if you've got new music coming out. The other thing I've seen a lot of musicians do but I'm not going to do this next time, is have too much of a lead up to your song. Because if you tell people 2 weeks in advance you've got a song coming out, but they can't really listen to the song, they can't get hold of the song, and they've got to pre-save it, people forget and they're not interested. So the next time they see it, they're like, oh, no, I can't be bothered. So I think you've got to get people at the time. So you say, this is where the song is, get it now, it's out now. I don't think you need sort of 4 weeks, really, personally, but anyway, that's what I'm saying. Who am I? Do you know what? I'm so giddy. I am so giddy. What was that? Red Lippy, even when no one can see you, is always great. Yeah. I wore perfume for a Zoom session once. Yeah, you do need sometimes just to put, yeah, put in a little bit of lippy. Do you? What the hell is that noise? Can you hear that? Sounds like there's some sort of alarm or something. Oh, I don't know. Nobody cares about us in here. They just put the alarms on and switch the lights on and off. I don't know what's going on. Let's play a little bit of music. I thought, as it's a Friday, I'm going to stand up and actually do a little bit of moving around now. See, I'm going from side to side now. I've stood up, I swear. Ready? Here we go. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. If you're sitting down, just get up and have a little wiggle to this. Felt really good, and I hit that note. She went, ah, ah. Oh, I managed to do it. Well done, Michelle. Let me sit down. I'm sorry if I just shattered some glass somewhere. Let's have a bit more music. Oh, I'm in a dancing mood. It's Friday.
Future. You want a timeless song. I want gonna change the game, like modern architecture. John Lautner coming your way. I know you like this beat, 'cause Jeff been doing the damn thing. You wanna turn it up loud, future nostalgia is the name. I know your time trying to figure me out. You keep on talking that talk. One day you gonna blast out. You can't be bitter if I'm out here showing my face. You want what now looks like? Let me give you a taste. I know you're dying trying to figure me out.
Back to get some more. You know what I mean. Ooh, Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Time.
always like to leave the I didn't do those headphones, by the way. Patrick's in a little bit early, and the headphones were in were like some sort of quiz to actually get them undone. We like that when guests come in. Can you hear? I might have to turn that up a little bit. Am I there? Oh, there we go. Got the dulcet tones. I won't speak too loud because I don't like to blast Patrick's ears off. But we'll be having a chat what's coming up on his exciting show. There's plenty more coming up here on Phoenix FM. In fact, loads of stuff coming up here for the rest of the day. And guests all over the place. What's going on there? What's it? Establishing error. Oh, no. Oh, it's fine. Now, I'll let Patrick tell you about his guest he's got coming up. On you've got Drive at 3 o'clock with Joe Bailey, Bliss Disciples with Daniel Gregory at 6 p.m, Resurrection with the Boss Paul Gold at 8 p.m, and The Golden Years with Andy Gilson at 10 p.m. Plus, back tomorrow morning is the one and only... oh, do you know, I can't believe that. Antonia Jones. There we go. Antonia, that just took me a second for your name to filter in my head. Did you hear that? She's amazing. She's back. She's had a little bit of a break for a couple of years, actually. But now she's back on Saturday Breakfast, and it's always a bumper Saturday Breakfast with her. Now, coming up next, let's have some music. Here's Bad Company. I'll try again, shall I? With Phil Lagg, Mega Love.
I think about you, think about love. Darling, I don't live without you and your love. If I had those golden dreams of my yesterday, I think about you, I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love.
dignified. You showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry.
Number one enemy, all of the saints be getting me. A little flunkies with the way that you treat. Daisy's about to take off. The ones you love the most in life see you without your makeup. So put the past behind ya. She don't wanna fight ya. Chuck can't hit the ceiling yet, but you'll be for your time, so. Oh, look, you must be crazy. For one sip, she ain't your average lady. So you don't really wanna go there and Daisy. Now she's belling me. Best thing is just let me. Cause all she keeps on telling me is that she ain't your enemy. She ain't your enemy. Scarlet, she ain't your enemy. So stop.
I'm not your number one enemy. I'm not your number one enemy. If you wanna be a part of me, I'm not your number one.
That is Daisy Dares, you with a number one enemy. Just coming up to 12:36, and somebody who's not an enemy in the studio, who's here every Friday, is Patrick Shearing.
Afternoon, Michelle.
Afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm very, very well. I'm exhausted. I've had five lots of guests this week.
Wow.
Which is, I big up myself.
Well, you've earned your money, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wonder what I'm going to spend that huge amount of money on.
I wonder, Michelle, I wonder where that will be. Just
maybe the Ritz. or possibly a packet of Ritz biscuits.
A packet of Ritz, yeah. Or a packet of crisps, even. Yeah.
There you go. Nice and positive. Now, you've got a bumper show coming up today.
A bumper show, absolutely. I'm delighted to say that we have as our studio guest today Bishop Gooley, who is the Bishop of Chelmsford. I've got a fascinating story to tell from her own life arriving in the UK as a teenage refugee. So it'll be really fascinating to chat to Bishop Gooley, and we'll find out a bit more about what the Bishop of Chelmsford does. And being as it's this weekend coming up, we'll have a little tiny bit about remembrance as well. So it could be that the vintage shop be slight, and well, everything might be slightly a bit later than normal, but we're around about 2 o'clock, I think, today. We shall probably do the birthdays quiz, where we've got three people who've had birthdays in recent times, and we'll ask how old people think they are. And then the vintage chart will still be around about 2:30. And Michelle, I'm going to put you on the spot here today. So the vintage chart will have the first charting track from Coldplay in it. So which year do you reckon that might be?
I think it's going to be 1990. See, I don't know whether it's going to be 1990. Oh, no. It's going to be earlier than that. It's definitely the 90s. I think it might be 95.
Well, there you are, you see. Coldplay haven't been around quite as long as you thought.
Oh, really?
It's actually year 2000.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
wow.
With their track Trouble from their first album.
Yes, so, Yellow was a beautiful track as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was the reverse of you. I was surprised to think that they'd been around that long.
Mm.
But yeah, a long time. And then we've also got Westlife and U2 as well.
Yeah, it's a busy show.
They're coming in, absolutely. They'll be here as well. Bono's just waiting outside.
Yeah,
there.
Stay outside. We've already got a guest.
Absolutely, indeed. But that's happening today.
Excellent. So a bumper show.
Bumper show.
And you're really sort of bright. You're always bright when you come in, but you're extra bright today.
Am I extra bright?
Have you had a good week?
I have had a good week, thank you very much. Yeah. I've had a good week and just been doing the usual kind of things, but it's been good. And I've seen a number of friends as well during the week, people who I've known. You know, we might have a discussion before, but long-term friends, people who you've been friendly with for decades, mm-hmm. are really important people, I think, in your lives, if you're lucky enough to have them.
Yeah. And you don't have to see them all the time. I've got old school friends that I see once in a while, and we still revert back to the way.
Sure.
You walk
in together, and suddenly you're back as you've always been, haven't you? Which is what's a really brilliant thing with people like that.
And it's the laughter as well.
Yes.
You don't always get that. When you connect with somebody with a sense of humour, that's the best.
I think that's what's really important, you know. I think friendship is a very important thing for people really in their lives, and I think that you know, and you have to work at it, but once it's there and it's with really good people, then it's very life enhancing.
Yeah, and also be friend, my advice to anybody out there, be friends with somebody rich. because that's always very enhancing as well. It does sound very shallow that I'm kidding. Right. I've always wanted the multi-millionaire friend, yes, you know, that can go, oh, I'm just going to send a jet over for you, Michelle. You come to Dubai for the weekend. You'd be like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I could see you doing that, Michelle, yeah, actually.
Well, I will be, because my friend is moving to Dubai. So
yeah, but is he multi-millionaire and can send over the private jet for you?
No, I'll have to get to, but I'll have to go on one of the, you know,
budget airlines.
Budget, thank you. I scream at budget airlines, obviously. Thank you for that.
And now, well, I don't know. I was on budget airlines during the summer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. They get you from A to B.
They do. Yeah. They do.
Hopefully. Now, don't forget, so you've got Remembrance Sunday on Sunday.
Correct,
if you haven't got your poppy, there's loads of sellers around. I've seen quite a few sellers as well, if you want to get your poppy, which I always do. And then I always lose the pin to actually stick it on. Or I end up with the poppy and there's no pin. So either or. But it's always good to support
absolutely.
The armed forces.
It's very important. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's an important weekend.
Yes.
You know, I mean, without getting too heavy about it, we live how we live.
Yes.
Because of the people, particularly, you know, World War II, but also World War I as well, and in, you know, without getting too political, times since as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and when you think about it, well, we've talked about this before, my mum passed away when she was 89, had a great life, but she had, both my mum and my mum and my dad had brothers that were killed in the Second World War, and one of them was only 20.
Yeah, I know.
And it's, when you think about it now, it's shocking to think that you would get a telegram and somebody would turn up the door and you would know. And that happened across the UK.
You forget, actually, that that lots of people who did fight in the various wars, you know, they're often teenagers.
Yes.
You know, it's often the reality, you know. So, and lives, you know, as you just said, lives cut dreadfully short. Yeah. When I used to be, when I used to work in Ingatestone, we also always used to remember people who were on the war memorial down there, and some of them, you know, there was a young man who was on the HMS Hood, he was a teenager, you know, and so,
and they used to lie as well. That's the other thing, to get into the army.
They did, well, certainly the First World War, you know, when people didn't really understand the realities of what war was like, then yes, a lot of people actually were underage. I think I think there were quite a lot of people who were 14 who were in World War One, and it was kind of like one of the things with the recruiting officers was people did have to say how old they were, but if they obviously lied, they were never kind of like picked up on it. They were just allowed to go through. And again, on our war memorial in Ingatestone, there are some people down there who were very young indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's Remembrance Sunday.
Yep.
And if you're also popping past the shops at the weekend, don't forget Brentwood Food Bank are looking for items. You can find the details on the website, all the www.phoenixfm.com. But even if you've got carrier bags, they're looking for carrier bags as well, just to put
stuff
in.
They always need carrier bags, Michelle. It's a funny thing. We never think of the carrier bags, but if you're giving out things all the time, you need the carrier bags.
Something like tea, coffee, shower gels. They're looking for cleaning stuff like fairy liquid, washing up liquid, soap and toothpaste. And then you've got all your tin goods as well. So if you're going past and you want to get a couple of tins or something, or just, as I said, got a glove, carrier bags, take them down brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, because they're doing a great job there helping people in the local community who can't get their budget to stretch to.
Absolutely.
You know,
and of course, the base where you can always drop stuff is literally from where we are here, just up the road at Dodds Road Community Church.
Excellent. So, lovely. Yeah. There we go. So that's all coming up. You've got those coming up with Patrick Shearing.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to play a track by a fantastic young artist. He's called Jacob Reddy. I'm going to be interviewing him again next week. But he's now, I think I started speaking to him when he was about 16. I think he's now 17.
Okay.
He's got a great song out. This is Jacob Reddy and it's called Breaking Me Down.
Wonderful.
Thinks he got me figured out. Oh, you know you can't stop me. I'll scream and shout and shout and shout. I fell to the bottom of the reservoir so I could drink the rain. I shook hands with the fire so I could feel the flame. Stop.
A fantastic song, and he's doing so well. Very, very popular is our Jacob Reddy, and I'm going to be chatting to him next week. I've got more guests coming up next week. He's quite busy, actually. I have to plan on doing a, don't want to mention the word too early, but I might have to do a Christmas show and invite a few people in, or maybe invite nobody in, do Zoom, and then just be sitting here with some mulled wine and maybe some mince pies or something. Oh, in fact, I'm not really keen actually on mince pies. Yeah, it'd be nice to get a choir in, maybe have some children singing some Christmas carols. It'd be absolutely lovely. And Father Christmas, possibly, but you never know. I know Mrs. Christmas is at the Chicken and Frog Bookshop in a couple of weeks. And as you heard from Francesca earlier, Father Christmas is going to be visiting Brentwood again because he's always here. If you want to have a look at the website, you'll find there's loads to do in and around Brentwood and Billericay all over Christmas. What's that? Rich in Love. Who's that? Francesca, I'm going out for a walk after the show, don't forget. I'll do my best. I've got my wedge trainers on, so it's probably not the best, but Francesca did promise there could be a piece of cake and some coffee afterwards, so I'm looking forward to that.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Here's a brand new song from the JoJo Man Band. This is called Word of Love. What a beautiful track. That is the JoJo Man Band. You can find him online. That is called World of Love. A couple more songs to take us up to the headline news. And Patrick from 1 o'clock. Here's The Jam with That's Entertainment. I'll be back to say goodbye in a minute. Just wanted to say a big thanks to Not Just Travel for coming in today. Also, Francesca. Also, I have to say a big thank you to the House Gospel Choir for Monday's interview. And then the Brentwood Art Cinema Club, another club that you can join in Brentwood as well. And also, the ladies from Pause Live. If you want to go along to the Menopause event that's taking place in the next couple of weeks, and you can find all the details and all those interviews are up online, all wsphoenixfm.com. I'm going to end the show with the House Gospel Choir, which is a fantastic track which I played out on Monday, and it's a track called Salvation. Stay tuned, because Patrick's coming up next with a special guest and loads of great music. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you again on Tuesday, as I'm off on Monday, so Keith is looking after the show. Have a good one.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.